Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 12th ever episode of Jerry's Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jerry's, the Unofficial Therapist. In today's episode, we'll be talking about Donald Trump possibly being arrested, the presidential race or the possible lack of one, an update on the trials of the four officers involved in the tragic death of George Floyd, and re-entry into schools, what that could look like this August. But before we get started, I do want to say that you all can become financial supporters of this show by going to anchor.fm/tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/tolson/support. Now let's get into the show. Well, this country is officially the ghettoest of them all. What am I talking about? Well, President Donald Trump has a warrant out for his arrest in Iran for the murder by airstrike of Qasem Soleimani. Trump is one of the 36 people Iran has issued arrest warrants for in relation to the death of Qasem Soleimani, who was the commander of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, otherwise known as the IRGC. But the Tehran Attorney General Ali Akasi Mayer said Trump was at the top of the list. Iran also said it had asked the International Criminal Police Organization, otherwise known as Interpol, to issue a red notice for these 36 individuals, though it was unlikely that Interpol would grant the request. In a statement to CNN, Interpol said it would not consider requests of this nature. It explained that it was not in accordance with its rules and constitution, which states it is strictly forbidden for the organization to undertake any intervention or activities of a political, military, religious, or racial character. Mayer claimed Trump will be prosecuted as soon as he stands down presidency after his term ends. Donald Trump should turn himself in. He only has about 4 more months before the election, which he doesn't even know if he's going to win. Speaking of him not knowing if he's going to win, it is being rumored by many reputable sources that if Donald Trump's poll numbers don't start going up, that he may drop out of the race altogether. But what does this mean for Joe Biden in the presidential race altogether? Well, if Trump drops out and Biden wins, then it makes Biden's entire administration in an office with no meaning, which no one can respect. The only route out of this are the election predictions with which Biden could boast. An alternative to this is the downfall of the two-party system, with Republicans in a panic and not wanting to vote for the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. They would have to search for an alternative candidate that they find suitable. This would probably be a Libertarian. With this new candidate consuming the Republican vote, more people would then be subjugated to looking at alternatives to the Democratic and Republican norms. Now, at the time of this recording, Biden was 11 points ahead of Trump. But whatever the outcome is, I do urge you all to vote. You can check your registration status and even register to vote at the website whenweallvote.org. Again, that is whenweallvote.org. Now moving on, the former Minneapolis police officer being charged with the murder of George Floyd appeared in court on Monday, June 29th for the pretrial hearings. James Alexander King, Tal Thoe, and Thomas Lane, who are each being charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, appeared in person while Derek Chauvin, who is being charged with second-degree murder, appeared via video call. Now, there are 3 issues with this case, and I'm going to cover all of them. The first issue is recordings. Numerous news stations and media organizations had requested video and or audio recordings of the pretrial proceedings, but the Minnesota judge, Peter Cahill, denied all requests, noting that the prosecution objected. Remember that the prosecution, defense attorneys, and judge all have to agree for cameras or audio recordings to be allowed and released. The judge is still deciding whether or not cameras and audio recordings will be allowed at the actual trial. The second issue is a possible change of venue. At Monday's hearing, Judge Peter Cahill said he did not want attorneys or officials to make comments about the merits of the case, possible evidence or guilt or innocence in public, but he did not issue a formal gag order. Cahill admonished both the prosecution and the defense to ensure anyone they have sway over cease any further improper public comment. The judge also offered a stern warning indicating that any further inappropriate public statements about the case could result in a change of venue to a location other than Minneapolis in order to get an unbiased jury. The third issue is whether or not the former officers being charged with George Floyd's death will have separate trials. Judge Cahill set a March 8, 2021 trial date for the former officers if they are tried together, though he said he expects motions to be filed to separate their trials. If they are tried separately, those still in custody currently, Chauvin and Thao, would most likely go first. It is important to note that at least one of the defendants is expected to file for all of their charges to be dropped, stating lack of evidence. However, the prosecution has stated that they have over 8,000 pieces of evidence against all of the defendants. The next pretrial date is set for September 11th, and the tentative trial date is March 8, 2021. This is going to be a long process for justice in the name of George Floyd. Now, moving on to re-entry into schools, we are inching closer and closer to the beginning of the traditional school year. And for a lot of students and parents, they want to know what that could look like. There are three possible versions of post-corona school. The first version is regular school with additional safety precautions, like everyone being required to wear a mask and social distancing tactics. The second version is a hybrid situation. This is where some students work from home virtually while others are in person at school. For some schools, the choice is up to the parents of the students. This allows for students who may not feel safe going to school to still get their work done and not endanger at-risk groups or themselves. The third version is a semester solution. This version allows all or some students to work from home for the first semester and do the opposite for the second semester. This would hopefully ensure building capacity to be 50% or ensure all students don't catch the virus by making them all stay home. This would be at the school's discretion instead of the parents of the students. Many of the friends that I've talked to are eager to go back to school under any circumstances. The thing they miss most is the atmosphere of being around their friends and having something to do every day. Now, I do want to leave you all with these words of encouragement. We in this country are going through a global pandemic, a modern-day civil rights movement, a presidential election, and in the midst of it all, we are preparing to go back to our regular lives. But the fight for justice is not over. While Black Lives Matter may not be trending anymore, it doesn't mean your activism has to stop. The best thing you can do, aside from physically protesting, is signing petitions, texting, calling, and emailing your state representatives, legislators, and district attorneys, donating money, and voting. This November is going to be a sign of whether or not this country has grown or learned anything from the past 4 years or even the past 3 months. It is important that we don't allow this movement to be politicized. It is important that we don't allow this movement to just become a trend. We have to stop being social media activists and start becoming real activists. We are the next generation of congressmen and women, legislators, representatives, and presidents. And we cannot be a reflection of the current office of president. We have to do better.